I have 500 in there, like in my campaign, waiting to be used by them.
Okay.
And what I could do is I could, you know, just see if I can refund that and get you guys to, you know, transfer it over to you guys.
Okay.
Hi, is this Nolan?
Yes.
Hey, Nolan. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Doing good.
Good, good. I caught the tail end of that conversation. Tara brought me on the line. She wanted me to go over everything. It sounded like you were asking a little more technical questions than she was accustomed to. But do you have any questions for me in regards to the listing or what we'll be able to do with that Google Ads campaign?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so with Google, I've already put in, like, money for the ad campaign via Google Ads. But I haven't had any ads spent yet because my profile has not been, like, officially published and verified by Google.
Gotcha. Yeah. So usually you have to pass like a quality score and everything before it's submitted. You have to put in a bid. So they'll tell you like the average cost per click, for leads in your industry,
yeah,
in your area.
I've done all that and I've already given them a $50 deposit.
Wow.
They just haven't spent any money on the click yet.
Gotcha. Okay. Let me see if they have, Google Guarantee going in your area. That might be a better option for you. Give me 1 second.
Huh?
Have you seen those before, Google Guarantee?
1 second. I want to put you down real quick. I got help, friend.
Okay.
Hey, sorry about that. I'm back.
No, totally fine. I understand. I can hear those dogs going crazy in the background, too.
Yeah, I'm on a job right now, actually.
Okay.
But this is the call I've been needing.
I hear you. Well, I'll try not to take up too much of your time. I don't want you, you know, getting called out on being on the phone. But,
it's all right.
It's okay. So Tara said that you had a $500 ads budget and you basically wanted to have it maintained by a Google certified technician and a Google partner. So that way, you know, you can kind of be hands off with it and focus on, you know, the customers that are coming in and generating
exactly. The
reviews. Okay. So if $500 is your budget, I can actually accommodate you for that. What I could do would be a local campaign plus the Google ads. So just to break it down for you, you'd get about $300 in ad spend, and then the $199 would go towards your local campaign. It's best to do it that way anyway, Nolan, because you don't always have the local campaigns open up, and the local campaigns already cover about a 50-mile radius for a $199 flat rate. So you're not getting charged per click for anything coming out of that area. It's just $199 for first 50 miles around you. And then we can use the ad spend to cover the areas that are outside of that 50-mile radius that you still want to target. Or if you want to have yourself listed like double in a specific area because it's a high profit area, we can have you in the ads and the local section for those too. So that's
okay.
A good option to have. That package would be exactly $499 on a month-to-month basis.
$499 for like management from you guys and everything or what?
Well, yeah, it's everything included in there. There's even the optional Google compliant site. I know you already have your own .com, but that's just something that if you ever wanted to switch to, it's available to you. It's no extra charge. And then because of the optimization that we're doing, we're maintaining your full online business profile. So we'll maintain your GMB to be on the first page of Bing as well as Google. For 15 different keyword terms or phrases. You have the directory submission, so we're hosting your Yelp, your Yellow Pages, your Thumbtack, your Amazon Alexa voice search results. You're on all those, and those are updated and maintained by us as well in your business profile. So everything that pretty much has to do with your company's online marketing will be under one roof, with the exception of the pre-existing relationships that you already have with HomeAdvisor and whoever developed your .com site.
Okay, yeah, and I do have a Facebook marketing thing that I have going on myself.
Very nice.
That's going to be separate, right?
Yeah, that would be separate unless you wanted us to maintain it. Obviously, that campaign is going to cost a little bit more based on what your budget is for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can either.
I'd rather just do the Google.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think it's a good starting point too to have it maintained properly, get that going, and then obviously, you know, if you want to add services like that, you're like, hey, I see it's going well. Let's go ahead and have you guys do our Facebook ads too. Then, you know, we could cross that bridge when we get there. We already have the pre-existing relationship with each other.
Any gloves? Oh. You need me to go up? Going to do it? I could just have you watering. Okay, yeah. It's all right, man. At least you're not a limb removal service.
We're going back and forth.
Okay. So I'm talking to you now.
Okay. Yeah, so I was saying, though, we could start you out with the Google Ads and the Google Local and then obviously maintain the other directory submissions. And then anytime down the line, if you want to add those Facebook ads or some additional services like Google Guarantee, we could always cross that bridge when we get there because we'll already have the pre-existing relationship.
Yeah. That's great and everything. So, with the ad spend that I have already set, since you guys are like with Google, would you be able to like manage that and turn it down to 300?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, we would go in there. I don't know. I mean, it's really up to you. Like, we could go in there, and if you give us access to it, you know, we could adjust it and just take it over from there, or we could start a completely new one from scratch.
Yeah. I'd rather. Like, if you were to do a new one from scratch, I would just delete everything, right?
Yeah, then you can just delete it all, and if you haven't spent the money on it, it'll automatically end up coming back to you.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yep.
Can I put you on hold for 1 second?
Sure.
You finish up the conversation, dude.
Huh?
They don't get tired of that. All right, I'm back.
Okay.
Sorry, last one.
No worries. It's okay. So basically what's going to happen, if it's something that you want to move forward with, I'll create your business profile, just verify some basic information that you've already submitted, just in case anything changes, and then we'll secure that spot for the local listing. I'll register the budget for your campaign. You've already been PIN verified, or at least that's what it says here, right?
Well, it said, I haven't checked it since yesterday, but I submitted a new verification request yesterday,
okay.
So I might have actually been verified.
Okay. Well, no, because once you submit it, then they send you that postcard, and you need the 5-digit number on the back of it. It comes in the mail.
Oh, I haven't yet. I don't know
okay.
about that.
It's okay. So you requested it, but we haven't finalized it. But when that comes in the mail, I'm going to need that 5-digit number from the back from you.
Okay.
Okay, so that way we can access the Google Business Profile, and then obviously we'll get the login credentials. Or, you know, you said you wanted us to do it from scratch, right? So you'll just cancel and refund that one that you made?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I'll just verify the information, and then I'll set a client interview for tomorrow at a set time, if that's okay with your schedule. Usually takes about 30 to 45 minutes when you do the Google Ads ones, but we do ask for an hour window in order to complete that client interview, so... I'll go ahead and schedule that now. What's your schedule looking like for tomorrow?
Let me see. I have to open my planner.
I want to make sure you have like a full hour to allot to it in case you have extra questions or the call goes over. We're really transparent
and
kind of explaining everything that we're doing.
Yeah. So I can be available anytime from 8 o'clock to 2 o'clock p.m.
8 to 2. Okay. Wow, that's a lot of time. Okay. How about I got a wide open.
I think like noon is best.
Noon would be best. Okay. Yeah. I have a 12 to 1 available. That work for you?
That's perfect for me.
All right. All right, Nolan. And then I'm going to verify some basic info from you. I'm going to need your email so I could send you this calendar invitation. So what's your business email address?
It's sparkspressurewashingofficial@gmail.com.
sparkspressurewashingofficial@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, let me type this out. Sparkspressurewashingofficial. Do you have this hooked up to your mobile device?
My email?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like if I sent you a test email, could you verify that you got it so I can make sure that
you
get all this info? Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Give me 1 second. It's going to come from a John H., and it'll just say test, and it'll have my contact info in there.
All right.
All right. Let me know when you get that. And then while we're waiting for that, is your last name Sparks, like the business name?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. One of my best friend's name is Michael Sparks. I don't know if you if you have any relation to anybody in California. He was actually originally from Philadelphia, and then he moved over to California.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't know him.
Yeah.
I got the email.
Okay, perfect. All right, and then so the primary line of contact, 936-463-1775?
Yes.
Okay. And then how would you like the hours of operation displayed on your Google Business profile?
6 a.m. to, 11 p.m.
11 p.m., okay.
But really, I mean, I'm open to work night jobs, but I guess for just display, it looks better to have, like, a set number of hours.
Yeah, and then you could always do, like, by appointment for any other time. So basically it shows that you're still available to receive calls, but you're not actually expected to work during those times.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. And then for the 6 to 11, you want me to set that as Monday through Friday, or did you want to have Saturday or Sunday involved in that?
Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday, okay. And then Sunday. Okay, I'll close it. Okay. And you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and submit.
Yeah.
All right.
Huh?
And then it says the...
Yeah. That's why I need to get Renton. Sorry. I was talking to the guy, but we're good now.
It's fine. It says the address here that you submitted the PIN verification request. I just want to verify it. So it's 3768 Farm to Market Road, 2864. Does that sound right?
That's the right one, yeah.
Okay. And Google gives you the option to have this address hidden if it's a residence. Do you want to hide it?
Yes.
Okay. So it'll still have city, state, and zip on your listing. At least for the local listing, the Google Places one, the Google ad won't display any kind of address.
Okay.
Okay. And then I have your website here. Are you comfortable with your website being attached to the Google Business profile and the ad?
Yeah, for now. I'm going to have some work done to the website for sure. It's still very primitive, but yeah, go ahead and attach it.
I like that verbiage. It's primitive. I like that. It's very caveman-esque, though. All right. So it actually looks pretty good. I like it.
Thanks. I gotta get rid of that picture of me on the front. Just
why? It looks good.
Well, yeah, that's my old high school picture, though. I'm in college now. I probably should have like a, you know, me wearing a work hat.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe a little facial hair is growing in now.
Yeah.
No, it looks good, though.
Sure.
The site's really not bad. I've seen a lot worse, let me tell you.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, and it actually gets an A- on the quality score, so it's not bad. We could actually even publish this live on a Google ad now. I mean, we might make a couple of recommendations to you, but it's not bad. I thought that I was concerned about that when you said your ad wasn't showing. I was thinking maybe it was the quality score on the site, but I'm going to have to get in there and see what it actually is because the site's not going to be it. I've seen worse ones displayed. Okay. All right. And then, it's good to monitor that quality score. They change their ramifications for that all the time, especially when like a new iPhone drops and then they're like, oh, we have the newest iOS data. You got to do this to the site and make sure that it shows up this way now on that new device. I'm like, it's irritating. It's petty. But
yeah.
our problem now.
Yeah.
And then, all right, so I got the business profile set up. I sent you the invitation for the client interview. Or no, I did it.
Yeah.
No, give me 1 second. It actually didn't email you. It just says that it was set with the client interview technician, but not actually submitted to you. Give me 1 second here. Yeah. I just have to put verify and then submit. And what's going to happen is it'll send you like an automated text message about 1 hour prior to the appointment just to confirm. So if anything pops up or changes, let me know. I could push it for later on, but I do want to get it knocked out as soon as possible so I can get that ad displayed and start making you some money.
Yeah.
All right. Boom. Boom. All right. So I got the business profile set up, client interview confirmed. It says that your PIN verification would still be valid for up to 2 months, so we won't have to resend that. But like I said, just make sure to either text in, call in, or email with it when you receive it, so that way we can verify that local listing for you there and go ahead and optimize that. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. It was already in the email, but I'm going to text it to your phone just so you can save it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $499, how did you want to do that?
I don't have the funds in my business account right now.
Okay.
But I will in like two or three days.
Okay.
If I could just do that on the appointment or something.
Well, the client interview is scheduled for tomorrow at 12, so it won't be 2 to 3 days. But before the client interview is conducted, the account has to be an active account, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see.
Can't conduct that without having the funds to actually run the ad and secure the local listing.
Yeah. So can we just schedule to have the payment done at a later date?
Yeah. I mean, I could do what's called a post date where, like, I can gather the billing information and take that local listing off the board, and then I could set it up to process on, like, Friday if you want to do that.
Yeah, I could do that.
Okay.
I could definitely do that. That's what I did with Angie.
Okay, but I'm going to have to reschedule your client interview and push it to Friday. You want to do noon on Friday?
Let me look.
Okay.
Yeah, I could do noon on Friday.
Okay. I'm going to resend it to you right now. The calendar invitation. Let me go ahead and move this. Okay. And then if we do the post date, it's set up to automatically process. It would have to process before that client interview. What time do you want me to have the payment processed?
I guess that morning would be fine.
Okay. I could set it up for like 9 a.m. I think that'll work.
Yeah, that'd be fine with me.
Okay. So let me do a post date. The good thing is that a lot of people don't know when they go to do ads on their own is that if you get that local listing, it actually makes your $500 budget stretch a lot further, because then you're only getting charged for things that are not already being covered by that local listing rather than being charged for your next-door neighbors who are clicking on the ad. So, little inside scoop people didn't know about. All right, so that's kind of why I wanted to secure it now, because we had the local listing available, but there's only 3 guys that get displayed locally at a time. So it's like if somebody else fills that, then we miss that opportunity altogether. Then the only option we have at that point is to just have everything be Google Ads.
I see.
Does that make sense?
This is real. I've never really heard of that. Yeah.
Yeah, those are the guys that show up next to the map. Like when you type in pressure washing, power wash. Yeah, those are paid ads.
That's what I mean.
They're just, yeah, those are verified local listings, but the AdWords is what you are signing up for, and that's pay-per-click. So those are the ones at the top of the screen, little tab that says AD next to it. That's where you set up the budget with Google. That's supposed to be there in the ad section.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's different. You would, if with just Google directly, you wouldn't get this local listing. They don't do the optimization. That's why they have us with their premier Google partners. We host those and maintain them.
That's awesome.
Yep. So you're going to have both. So it's basically the most sophisticated form of marketing and advertising you can have to date. So if this doesn't get your phone ringing pretty consistently, then nothing will.
That's awesome. That's what I've been looking for, something consistent like that.
Yeah, yeah, and then obviously you just focus on the people parts, right? Oh, that sounded weird. Pause.
I know what you mean. That's good.
Okay. All right. So I do have to put a payment method on file. It's set up to process on Friday at 9 a.m. CT. In terms of securing the position, are you going to want to put it on a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express?
It's a MasterCard.
Okay. It's under your name, the business name, or both?
It says Sparks Pressure Washing on it, but then it also says Nolan Sparks on it.
Okay. Yeah, so that's business card. And does it have a middle initial in your name?
Yeah, Wyatt.
Okay, Wyatt.
W-Y-A-T-T.
Yeah, one of my coworkers, that's her son's name. I see him all the time. He plays football out here. I like
that's
that
cool.
name. Yeah. Okay, and then your first name, just I'm assuming it's traditional spelling, N-O-L-A-N?
Yes.
Okay. I kind of assumed and went ahead and did that without verifying with you. And then the billing address is the same as the street address that we're PIN verifying? Or that's being PIN verified?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay. Yeah, let me just go get it real quick.
Okay. No worries. And then I'm going to also give you like a courtesy call prior to processing your payment on Friday, just so you know. So I'll touch base with you.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah. I don't want to try to process it if there's not money in there. That would be kind of awkward.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, but I'm getting the gutters done. I'm getting them done, man. I'm like one scoop away from finishing back there, and then I'm gonna start on these. All right. I'm going to the car right now.
Okay, no worries.
To get the card.
Yeah, I'm not in any rush.
All right, I have the card.
All right. And then if you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay. 5119.
5119.
3700.
3700.
3196.
3196. Oh, okay, let me delete it.
3168.
3168, okay.
And then 1470.
1470. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
Month is 10, year is 25.
Okay, and then there's a small 3-digit code on the back.
Yep, 542.
542, okay. And then as an added form of protection for you, I'm just going to do this 60-second voice verification, and then I'll let you get back to work, okay?
All right.
All right. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Sparks Pressure Washing.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the business?
Nolan Wyatt Sparks, owner of Sparks Pressure Washing.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved with your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional forms of online advertising during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So not saying you have to cancel anything you're currently doing, but we just kind of want you to touch base before you add anything else. You really shouldn't need anything else after this. I'm just being straightforward with you. But if you're considering it, just double check. I don't want you paying for something you already have or duplicating anything.
Yeah.
Okay. And it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on Friday, November 4th of 2022. It's going to be in the pricing structure of $499 for our Platinum Package Bundle with Google Ads included. It says, when the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the fourth day in that discounted pricing structure of $499. So you'll actually keep that pricing structure as long as you're with us. You don't have to worry about it ever going up or changing, okay? Unless you change it. Like, unless you call in and add another service, or if you want to increase your ad spend, you know, obviously we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But the agreement doesn't change on its own, so it'll always just be $499. And then it does state you may discontinue or cancel the agreement at any time. You're not actually binded to a contract with us, so you have to come back at your own will. There are no cancellation fees or penalties if you do decide to discontinue. And then it asks if you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes.
All right. So upon your initial payment authorization on Friday, you will receive a welcome email and a welcome text message loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local Splash client. It'll also have the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. There'll also be a link to our downloadable app. So everything that's in the account or in the regular dashboard for Google Ads will be inside that, but you'll also have a personalized dashboard for everything that has to do with the profiles that Local Splash is maintaining for your company. So you'll get access to like the Google Business page, the Google Business profile, all the clicks, calls, leads you're getting from the other platforms as well, not just Google, but Bing and the other 60 directories. So you'll have full transparency on that. They will send you a 7-minute YouTube video, too, that shows you how to use that tracking system and app. And then, obviously, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, there's a 24/7 customer service department available to you, and I'm also available to you Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. Central Time until 6 p.m.
All right.
All right, and that concludes our initial setup process. So assuming that the payment goes through on Friday morning and everything goes according to plan, you know, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard to the Local Splash team. If there's anything that we could do to assist you, like, don't hesitate to ask. That's basically our whole role as a Google partner, is to make sure that the ad and the local listing is working for you, because if you're not making money, then Google's not going to make money. So, you know, we got to get in there and basically make sure it's working for you, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Well, All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your day, and then we'll circle back with you Friday morning to get the payment and the client interview squared away.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. See you soon.
Bye. All right. Bye-bye.